Dr. Rebecca Bromley-Trujillo is research director at the Wasson Center. She says many of the issues Democrats at the state level have campaigned for have the support of those interviewed in the survey.
Most of their agenda gets pretty substantial support around mostly those issues related to affordability, paid sick leave or paid medical and family leave, or getting just really high support. Increase in the minimum wage gets substantial support.
As does retail marijuana and voting rights restored automatically for convicted felons upon their release. Bromley-Trujillo doesn't think Democratic lawmakers will get everything they want from new Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger.
I'd say in the language that she uses, certainly she's fighting for certain things and she's really advocating for a lot of those affordability measures. But I would say she's also drawing a line. You know, she's said that she would not sign a right-to-work repeal, for instance. So there are some things where it's pretty clear that she is saying, I'm going to be moderate on this. And that's definitely a signal that's coming through the General Assembly in general.
Bills passed during the first 2 years of the Northam administration with a then-all-Democrat majority in the General Assembly led Republicans like former Governor Glenn Youngkin to accuse the Dems of going too far on social issues. Gene Marano, WFIR News.